This is Annetta Hannon on Inspiring Creativity. Welcome to my podcast. How does an artist take a blank canvas to a painting? In this episode, An Artist Paints, I share my insights on the catalyst to this transformation, which is creative inspiration. I'm doing a series of episodes that involve observing, interviewing, as well as participating directly with those known for their creativity. Artists, musicians, and filmmakers, just to name a few. I'm focused on learning what enables their creative inspiration. In this first episode, An Artist Paints, I'm partnered with a local collage artist, Cynthia Yachtman. She was my guide and mentor through this entire process of taking a blank canvas to a painting. Now that I'm on the other side of a completed painting, my experience surfaced three primary contributors to inspiring creativity. They are allowing time to imagine, exploring without any expectation, noticing that spark, and following it. Let's take a closer look at how this unfolded in my experience of creating a painting. It began with idea generation. How do I generate ideas for what I might paint? For this, I formulated a question to stimulate my imagination. And in this instance, the question was, what do I want this painting to evoke? What do I want it to evoke in terms of mood, energy, and feeling? Another method I used to generate ideas was to shift perspective. Take myself out of the familiar and into the unfamiliar. I used my travels to New Zealand as an opportunity to open up possibilities of what I might paint. Being in a new environment stimulated lots of ideas, and you are looking at one of the photos that was inspiration for my painting. Once I landed on what I was going to paint, I migrated to how will I approach this painting? And to inspire creativity here, I use prototyping. Prototyping in the form of thumbnail sketches and practicing on small but to-scale canvases. You are looking at a thumbnail sketch here. Thumbnail sketches allowed me to rapidly explore color, shape, and values, and ultimately to test boundaries in a judgment-free and low-risk and low-cost method. I created dozens of thumbnail sketches. Now you are looking at a small two-scale painting. This was my second prototyping method used to explore and inspire how I will approach my painting. I selected my favorite thumbnail sketches to paint on these small-scale canvases. Ultimately, I selected one idea to take forward to the full-scale 3 feet by 6 feet canvas. During the process of painting on the full-scale canvas, I made a few observations. While in the moment of painting, at play is technique, along with an impulse that has its own momentum. What emerges is an expression of the original inspiration from the New Zealand photos, thumbnail sketches, and the small two-scale canvases. Between layers, I let the painting sit and review in various lights of day and night. I assess each layer against principles my mentor provided, as well as my own sense of aesthetic, until during one painting session, I arrived at my final version. And here you are looking at my finished painting that is on my living room wall, which I absolutely love. After completing the painting and documenting what contributed to my creative inspiration, I teased out conditions and principles that would be relevant to other disciplines as well as cross-pollinate to other settings. Here they are. First is a condition that I noticed fostered my creative inspiration, which is space and time to truly imagine without any expectation. Building in time to freeform without an agenda or judgment unleashed my creativity. It is a significant catalyst to inspiring creativity. And let me interject here that I did give myself a deadline and a budget in order to make this an experience that can apply to other settings that do have these kinds of constraints. And I did come in on time and in budget. Principles that contribute to creative inspiration include taking yourself out of the familiar in order to shift perspective so that you see different and see new. In my case, I use my New Zealand travels to shift perspective. There are many ways to shift perspective, travel being just one. Being in the unfamiliar heightened my awareness and stimulated ideas. Next, framing a thought and emotional provoking question. I experienced its importance to engage the heart and mind. Feeling passion has a prominent role in inspiring creativity. And the last principle, set up methods in which you can rapidly reproduce or prototype which allows for exploration to freely take place to test boundaries and ideas quickly. Whatever arises in your life that calls for creative inspiration, I invite you to experiment with these conditions and principles to fuel your inspiration. I would love to hear your experience and insights. Share them on my website at the Contact Me section. The next episode on Inspiring Creativity is an interview with Sue Beely, president of Nudge Consulting. Thank you for listening, and until next time, live your life inspired by creativity.